Today's Amud is Yevamos Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding on Gimel Amud Beis, six lines in the bottom by the words Taima Dekasa Rachmana Aleha. So the Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis discuss what's the makar for the din of our Mishnah that an erva is pater from Yibum and that she paters the tzara and the tzara's tzara. And ultimately the Gemara said that the makar is from the erva of Achis Isha. By Achis Isha there's the extra word Aleha. We dash in the Gzeira Shava that also says Vayibim Aleha. And we learn from there that when the Torah says that a person is aser to Achis Isha, that he's not allowed to marry his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, so that's even referring to B'makom Yibum, even if it plays out like that, that the Yavama that falls to him is his wife's sister, meaning Reuven and Shimon both married sisters, and Reuven died without having any children. So now, Shimon's wife's sister, who was Reuven's wife, now falls to him to Yibum. The halacha is that he's not allowed to do Yibum. This is an erva of Achis Isha, and that's not daicha, the mitzvah of Yibum. And we learn out from the erva of Achis Isha to all of the arayas, that by all the arayas, if let's say Shimon's daughter falls to him to Yibum, when Reuven is married to Bracha and Shprinza, Bracha being Shimon's daughter, and Shimon's daughter falls to him to Yibum, so there's no Yibum, and even the tzara becomes pater from Yibum. It's all learned out from Achis Isha. So now says the Gemara Taima, it sounds like the reason why we say that there's no Yibum by an Erva is the Kasav Rachmana Aleha. It sounds like from the Braisa that the Gemara quoted, that the only reason why we say that there's no Yibum by an Erva is because we have this Drasha, because by Achis Isha we have this extra word Aleha, and that teaches us that it's even B'makom Mitzvah, there's an Isser of Achis Isha. Even B'makom Yibum, there's a person's not allowed to marry Achis Isha. That's the whole reason why we say that there's no Yibum is because we have a drasha. Halav hachi, it's mashmaf, not for the fact that we had a drasha. So hava amina, achis isha miyav emes. I would have said that if Shimon's sister-in-law falls to him to Yibum, I would have said that Shimon does Yibum even though it's achis isha, even though it's going to come out he's marrying two sisters. Shimon's already married to one of the sisters, and now the other sister falls to him to Yibum. So I would have said without the drasha that he's supposed to do Yibum with his sister-in-law, and now he's going to be married to two of the to two sisters. And ask the Gemara, my time, why would I assume that? Why would I assume that the mitzvah of Yibum would override the Isra of Achis Isha? Meaning, it's true that he has a mitzvah of Yibum, but he also has an Isra of Achis Isha, that he's not allowed to marry his wife's sister. So why is it that I would have said, without the drasha, it sounds like from the Braisa, I would have said that to do Yibum. I only have a drasha to say not to do Yibum. Without the drasha, I would have said yes to do Yibum. What my time, why would I have assumed that Yibum overrides the Isra Erva of Achis Isha? The reason why I would have assumed to do Yibum is because we know of the klal. The klal is that anytime you have an asay and a lais asay that stand against each other, so we say that the asay goes and it's daicha the lais asay. And here as well, I would have said, without the drasha, I would have said that when a person has Yibum and it's with his Achis Isha, with his wife's sister, I would have said that Yibum overrides the Isra Erva of Achis Isha. L'chayra, that's the pshan in the braisa. And therefore, kamash malon the braisa, then no, we have a drasha that there's no Yibum in such a case. But without the drasha, I would have said yes to do Yibum. Why? Because I say is dachilaisa say. However, ask the Gemara two kashas. First of all, Imer damrin on asiyasei v'dachi leisasei. When is it that we have the cloud and the nasei? Is daicha leisasei? That's only leisasei greda. That's only when you have a stama leisasei, a regular leisasei that goes against the nasei. So we say that the asei is daicha the leisasei. However, leisasei sheyesh bakares midachi is a leisasei sheyesh bakares. When that goes in nasei, do we say to do the asei in such a case? No, we don't. The klal of asei dach alais asei does not apply when the alais asei is very chamer, when the lais asei is the type of lais asei that carries with it kares, like in this case, in Erev of Achis Isha, all the arayas, they carry with them the isra of the chi of kares. When you have such a chamer lais asei, so we never say that asei is daich alais asei. And so really what the Gemara is asking is that why do I need to have this whole drasha? Why does the Braisa need to tell us this whole drasha from Aleha? That Yibum is not daicha the isra of achis isha, and from there we learn out all the arayas that yibum is not daicha the isra of erva. Why do I need a drasha for that? Anyways, there's no reason to assume that it is daicha. Why would you normally say that it should be daicha because of asei daichilai sasei? However, over here there is no klal of asei daichilai sasei because over here it's a lai sasei sheish bakaris. And if so, why does the brisa make this whole drasha to teach us that there's no yibum? Anyways, there's no yibum because I don't have a say in this case because it's a chamer leisa say. Vesu says the Gemara leisa say greida minalon dedachit, and this is going to be the conversation of much of the next many blot, is that what is the makar even that I say is deich leisa say. So first of all, l'chayra asei deich leisa say should not apply over here, and second of all, ask the Gemara what even is the makar that we say that asei is deich leisa say. Now, the Meiri explains that really misvara, I would have said not like that. If you would have asked me, misvara, if I have an asay and a lais asay, I would say to stick with the lais asay. I would have said to stick with the lais asay. Why? Because says the Meiri, because when you do the asay, you're doing an action of an iser. You're doing an action against Hashem, so to speak. Because, you, let's say by Yibam, ignoring the fact that there's Karis for a moment. So you have a mitzvah, you have an essay of Yibam, and you have a lois essay of Arayas. So if you stick with the lois essay, what are you gonna do? You're gonna not do Yibam. Okay, so you'll passively, so to speak, go against Hashem. You'll passively not do the mitzvah of Yibam. But if you go with the asay, you're doing something much more chamer. You're gonna do Yibam, you're biadayim, you're bepoyo, you're gonna be doing an action against Hashem. You're gonna be doing an action of a v'nisr erva against Hashem, so to speak. So really, misvara, if a person would be faced with an asay and a lais asay, svara would dictate that you should really go with the lais asay. You should stick with the lais asay and shaval passive, be passive. But l'maisa, the klal is that asay is doicha leis asay. So that needs a makar. That's the Meiri explains the Gemara. So that already needs the makar. So what's the makar? Where do we know this from, that asay is doicha leis asay? Now, Taisus points out that really yibum could be the makar. Hagufa, yibum, the fact that the Torah says to do yibum, and every case of yibum is with an erva. Because there's the erva of eishes ach. She's your brother's wife. She's the person's brother's wife. So really, every case of Yibum is, you really see the klal of asei deich leis asei. And not only that, but Taisus points out, this would even be a makar, that asei is deich leis asei sheish bakaris. Because eishes ach, a person's brother's wife, carries with it an iser kares. And still the Torah says to do Yibum. So l'chayra, this should be the makar, that asei is deich leis asei. And not only would it be a makar, it would even be a makar that asei is deich leis asei sheish bakaris. So why don't I learn out from Yibum, asked Taisus, why don't I learn out from Yibum that asei is deich leis asei? And even leis asei sheish bakaris. So Taisus explains that you can't learn out from Yibum because Yibum is mitzvasei bekach. When we're discussing asei deich leis asei, we want to find a case where you have an asei and you have a leis asei, and typically, generally speaking, they don't meet up with each other. You generally, you're mekayim the asei every day or whatever it is, and you're mekayim the leis asei, or you're careful about the leis asei also every day or whenever it comes up. And they have nothing to do with each other. And what happens when the mikra punk, they bump into each other, and you have a matzah where the asay is going against the leis asay? That's when we discuss asay dech leis asay. By yibum, it's not punk, you have a mitzvah of yibum, and it happened to be nizdamin together with the isra of eishes ach. Every case of yibum is with an eishes ach, and the Torah is saying to do yibum. So that's not called asay dech leis asay, that's called mitzvasei bekach. The whole mitzvah of yibum is with an eishes ach. That doesn't show me that asay is deich leis asay when they happen to meet with each other. L'mashal, the Minchas Chinuch says from this Taisus, the Mitzvah Taf Lamed Zayin, so he points out that the Gemara doesn't learn out asay deich leis asay from the Parsha of Saita. L'chayra, the Parsha of Saita would be a good makar for asay deich leis asay, because we erase Hashem's name throughout when we give the Saita to drink, so we're mekayim the asay of Saita, but we're being deich leis asay of Mechikas Hashem. So there also, the Minchas Chinuch says that that can't be the makar, because that's mitzvasei bekach. That doesn't show me Asayda Chaleis Asay. The whole mitzvah, the whole parsha of Saita involves Mechikas Hashem. That's not two things that are in this daming punk b'mikra together in the same in the same place. As opposed to, what does the Gemara say? Yes, is the makar for Asayda Chaleis Asay. So says the Gemara, what's the makar? Again, the Gemara now is really just answering the second kasha. We have two kashas. First of all, why do I need Aleha? Why do I need a drasha that you don't do Yibum with an erva? Anyways, it's a leis asayish bakaris, so I would never think to do yibum. And second of all, what's the makar for aseidah chaleis asay? So the Gemara is going to get busy now discussing what the makar for aseidah chaleis asay is. And what does the Gemara say? What's the makar? Says the Gemara, Daladam and Aleph now, dechsev, because the Torah tells us, leisilva shanis, gedilim taselach. The Torah juxtaposes the iser of shanis. It says not to wear shanis, and right after that, in the very next pasuk, the pasuk says gedilim taselach, that you shall wear tzitzis. So we learn out from this smichas, from the smuchim, from the fact that the two pasukim are written next to each other, that this is the makar, that even when you have shatnez and tzitzis, that they happen to bump into each other. Let's say a person has a beged that's made out of pishtun. So shatnez is that you can't have tzemeru pishtun yachtav. You're not allowed to have wool and linen together. Let's say a person has a beged that's made out of linen, and he wants to put on wool strings. So the halacha is that tchelis is wool, and when he wants to put on the tchelis, when he wants to put on his strings, so the halacha is that he's allowed to. That's what we learn out from here, from the fact that the Torah puts next to each other the Isra of Shatnez, right next to the mitzvah of tzitzis. We learn out from there that when Shatnez and tzitzis, which are completely unrelated, typically you could be Mekayim not wearing Shatnez, and when you go buy a suit, nothing to do with tzitzis. You're Mekayim and tzitzis anytime you wear a wool beged and you put on wool strings, nothing to do with Shatnez. Let's say you happen to have them bump into each other. You happen to have a Pishtun beged and you're putting on wool strings. So from here, we learn out from the Torah, we learn out from the Smichus, that the Torah is saying that you're supposed to be Mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, and that's doicha, the iser of shanis. And that's what learned down. That's the makar for aseidah chaleis asay. It's all learned down from that which the Torah puts together, the iser of shanis next to the mitzvah of tzitzis. And from there we learn out that asay is doicha leis asay. In that case, it was the asay of tzitzis being doicha the leis asay of shanis. Va'amar Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar spoke out that smuchim in atayr minayin. How do I know that you're allowed to darshan smuchim? What's the makar? Who says that you could darshan smuchim? Now it's important to differentiate that this is not the same thing as a hekesh. We find throughout all of Shas all the time, we dash and we make a hekesh from one halacha to another halacha. We compare different parashas of the Torah to each other. But a hekesh is different than smuchim. A hekesh is when you have two different parashas in the same pasuk. If let's say within the same pasuk I would have shatnez and tzitzis together, so then that would be a hekesh. I'm comparing one to the other, that would be called a hekesh. Smuchim is when they're not in the same pasuk, but they're one pasuk right after the next. Here I have in Dvarim, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Yid Aleph, the Pasuk of Leisil Bashanis, and Pasuk Yid Beis, the very next Pasuk, is Gedilim Taselach. So when it's two Pesukim, one right after the next, that's called Smuchim. That's the difference between Smuchim and the Hekesh. Akapanus, it says, Rabbi Lazar, then how do I know what's the Makar that we could darshan Smuchim? Shenemar, as the Torah tells us, or the Pasuk in Tehillim says, that Smuchim La'ad Oilam Asuyim Be'emez V'yayshar. So we're darshaning that Smuchim, to darshan Smuchim, is La'ad Oilam. If you could always darshan smuchim, asuyim be'emes v'yayshir, and that's considered a truthful and correct drasha, to darshan smuchim. And the Gemara gives us an example of a place where we darshan smuchim. Va'am Rav Shesha asam Rav Elazar, mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Shesha said in the name of Rav Elazar, b'shem Rav Elazar ben Azariah, that minayin li'avama, how do I know? Let's say you have a case. You have Reuven who's married to Brach, let's have a Reuven that's married to Shprinza, nothing to do with any Arias. Reuven's married to Shprinza, and Reuven dies without having any children. So now Shprinza falls to Yibam to Shimon. And let's say Shimon has a physical defect. He's a mukeshchen. He's afflicted with boils, and he doesn't look very 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 nice. And it would be very difficult for Shprinza to have to be married married to him, and she doesn't want to, and she doesn't want to marry him. So how do we know, how do we know that if you have a case of Yavama that falls to a Mukashchen, literally it means we don't muzzle her, which means that we listen to her taina, we listen to the fact that she says she doesn't want to marry this Yavam, and we don't let the Yavam do Yibam with her, we make him do Chalitza instead. How do we know that we can listen to her taina, that we don't muzzle her? Shenemar, as the Torah says, the Torah tells us the Isser of Lisachsim Shor B'dishai, that you're not allowed to muzzle your animal when you're having him thresh, when you're working your animal on it and it's threshing over your grains, and so the animal wants to eat it. So you're not allowed to put a muzzle over its mouth. That would be very wrong, to put a muzzle over its mouth while he's working for you and he's working with the food to stop him from being able to eat. That's an Isser min HaTorah, Lisachsim Shor B'dishai. And right next to that, the Torah says, the Parish of Yibam, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtov. So why does the Torah put right next to one another the Isser of Chasima, the Isser of muzzling an animal, to the mitzvah of Yibam? Says of Lazar ben Azariah, we learn out from there that by Yibam also you're not allowed to muzzle. What does it mean you're not allowed to put on a muzzle when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibam? It means that if the Yama falls to a Mukashrin, we don't muzzle her, which means we listen to her Taina, and we have the Yavam do Chalitza instead of Yibam. So that's an example where we darshan smuchim. Al kabanim, so over here also we're darshaning smuchim. We wanted to know what's the makar for asei dechalei sasei. The Gemara says that the makar is from kalayim and tzitzis. That's the makar that asei is dechalei sasei. Two psukim written right next to each other and say for dvarim. Now says the Gemara of Amr Rav Yosef points out that afilu man deloy darish smuchim Ba'alma, even though it's true, there is a man, the Amar, who generally, he does not darshan smuchim, will be introduced to him in a moment. There is a man, the Amar, like that, who says that we don't darshan smuchim, but even that man, the Amar, agrees that the Mishnah Torah darish. Then in Mishnah Torah, which is Sefer Dvarim, when Maisha Rabbeinu repeats the Torah, so it's called Mishnah Dvarim, like Lacha Mishnah, it's the double Torah, it's when the Torah is repeated. So in Sefer Dvarim, there we darshan smuchim. And how do we know that? Because the Harav Yehuda ba'alma lo darish uva Mishnah Torah darish. Because we find that the Tana who doesn't darshan smuchim generally is Rabbi Yehuda. He generally does not darshan smuchim, and yet still we find that Rabbi Yehuda himself, when it comes to Sefer Dvarim, when it comes to Mishnah Torah, he darshan smuchim. Now, how do we know this? Ba'alma minalan deloy darish. How do you know that Rabbi Yehuda is the man d'amar who says that throughout Shas we do not darshan smuchim? We typically do not darshan smuchim. The Tanim, because we learned in the Braisa, that Ben Azai Omer, says Ben Azai, that Nemer Machshefo Lei Sechaya. The Torah tells us that a person who does magic, Machshefo Lei Sechaya, you're not allowed to let him live, meaning you have to kill him. Now the Torah doesn't tell us what the Misa is. Which type of Misa do we give him? It says, Machshefo Lei Sechaya. It doesn't tell us what type of Misa we give. So it says Ben Azai, but right next to that, V'nemar kol sheichiv in behima mois yumas. Right next to that, it says that if a person is together, has relations with an animal, so we put him to death. And over there, we know that it's talking about skila. So it says Ben Azai, that some chu'inyin loy, that we the Torah put this Isser of sheichiv in behima right next to Machshefo to teach us that mashaychiv in behima beskila, just like one who's with an animal, he is chayiv skila, af machshefa beskila, so to a person who does kishuf, he's chayiv skila. In Amar le Rabbi Yehuda, however, when Rabbi Yehuda heard Ben Azai's drasha, so Rabbi Yehuda said to Ben Azai, v'chim ibnei shesamchu in yiloi, naitzi zel eskila, just because these two parashiyos are written right next to each other, now you're going to be machayiv, the one who does kishuf, you're going to be mechayev him, the very chomer misa, the very strict misa of skila. That doesn't make sense. Just because of a smuchim, you're going to give him skila. So clearly Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with smuchim. He doesn't hold to the drasha of smuchim. So that's how we know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of smuchim. Now, once we're mentioning this halacha, that machshefo lei sechaya is chayiv skila, so the Gemara brings how Rabbi Yehuda knows it. He doesn't learn it out from the smuchim, chas v'shalom. He would never darshan smuchim to say that he's chayiv skila. Ella says Rabbi Yehuda, the makar is from Ayvi Daini. Ivy dainim bechlam machshefim hayu. Ivy daini are types of kishuf. They're types of ways of speaking to the dead. Ivy is just by literally having the mace, bringing the mace up from the dead and having him speak. Vidaini is having him put like some sort of bone in his mouth and the bone starts to speak. Balkopanim is two different types of kishuf. And bechlam machshefim hayu. And they were included in the general iser of kishuf. V'lama yatsu. So why does the Torah then specify ayvi daini? Why does the Torah specify these two and say that one who does these things that these chayiv skila? Why is the Torah single them out? Lahakish lahem. It must be to compare all types of kishuf to ayvi daini. V'laimar lach. And it's coming to teach us that ma ayvi daini beskila af machshefa beskila. That just like ayvi daini gets skila, so too machshefa, other types of kishuf, also get skila. And Rashi brings that this is based off of one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nidreshers Ben, which hopefully many of us say in the morning before Shacharis, Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, right, that Shleish Hashem Midah Shatar Nidreshers Ben, and one of them is when you have, if you have a davar shahaya bichlal, you have something that was included in a general iser, the yatza min achlal lilamed, and it was yatza, the Torah singled it out from the general klal, and so when we say that it's coming to teach us something, loy lilamed al atzma yatza, el lilamed al klal kula yatza. So we say it's not just teaching us something about itself, it's coming to teach something about the entire klal. So if you have all of kishuf in the klal, and then you have the Torah singling out, ayvi daini, it's a davar shahaya bichlal, v'yatza min klal lilamed, and the Torah tells us that ayvi daini is chayiv skila, so we say that it's not just coming to tell us that ayvi daini is chayiv skila, it's coming to be megale al kol klal kula yatza, it's coming to teach us about the entire klal, it's coming to teach us that all kishuf, when it says machshef le'sechaya, that's also talking about skila. Al kalpanim le'nyanenu, what we were bringing in this for is to show that Rabbi Yehuda does not agree with the drasha of smuchim. He doesn't darshan smuchim. And afal pikein says the Gemara uba Mishnah Torah minal and the darish. And even still, Rabbi Yehuda darshans in Mishnah Torah. He darshan smuchim. So how do we know that? How do we know that Rabbi Yehuda darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah? Did not, because we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah later says that naisei adam anusas aviv umafutas aviv. That even though a person is not allowed to marry his father's wife, eishas aviv. A person's not allowed to marry Eishas Aviv, he's not allowed to marry his father's wife. But Naisei Adam Anusas Aviv Umafutas Aviv. He's allowed to marry somebody who his father was Ma'anes or Mefateh, whether it was completely against her will, or it was he convinced her, was with her consent, but he was Mefateh her. So in those cases, even though his father was technically together with this lady, a person, the child, the son of this father, not the son from that relationship, obviously, but the son, a son of the father, he's allowed to marry the Anusas Aviv Umafutas Aviv. He's allowed to marry this woman that his father was Ma'anis and Mefateh. That's what the Tanakhama says. And also the Tanakhama says that Anusas Benai Umafutas Benai, that even though a person is not allowed to marry Kalasai, he's usher to his daughter-in-law, but he is allowed to marry somebody who his son was Ma'anis and Mefateh. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. However, Rabbi Yehuda Iser Banusas Aviv Umafutas Aviv, Rabbi Yehuda's chaylik on the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Yehuda says that he's masculine when it comes to a son. Yeah, by a son, a person's allowed to marry Anusas Umafutas Benai, that's true. But Anusas Aviv Umafutas Aviv, somebody who his father was Ma'anis and Mefateh, that Rabbi Yehuda holds is Aser. Va'ama Rav Gidal Marav, and Rav Gidal Marav explained that my time with the Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's makar, that a person is not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv Umafutas Aviv, it doesn't seem to be any sort of pasuk lehedya. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's makar, that a person that is not allowed to marry, that a person, the woman whose father was Ma'anis and Mefateh? Because the pasuk says, "Well, yikach ishas eishas aviv." It says that the person is not allowed to marry eishas aviv, his father's wife. And then the pasuk says something very cryptic. It says, "V'lo yigale kanaf aviv," and he can't reveal the corner of the beged of his father. So what does that mean? What does it mean, "Lo yigale kanaf aviv"? So Rabbi Yehuda darshins, as Rabbi Gidal Marav explains, Rabbi Yehuda darshins that what it means, "V'lo yigale kanaf aviv," is kanaf shara aviv, the kanaf, the corner that his father revealed, meaning the woman that his father was together with, "Lo yigale." So this person, the son, he's not allowed to be megala. He's not allowed to be together with that woman. He's not allowed to marry somebody who his father was together with. Now ask the Gemara, Mimai deba nusaksif, and who says, how does Rabbi Yudah know to darshan the pasuk like this? How does he know that the pasuk's discussing anusas aviv? Doesn't seem to be any gilui in the words that we're talking about anusas aviv. So why does Rabbi Yudah darshan the pasuk like this? So says the Gemara, mi lavei dekra. He learns out that we're talking about anusas aviv from the pasuk right before this, meaning from the smuchim. Because the pasuk right before this, it says, "V'nasa na'isha sheichivimo lav yanayra chamishim kesef." So the pasuk right before is talking about the parsha of being ma'anis a woman, the parsha of aines. Usamachlei, and then the pasuk right after that is, "V'yikachish v'gaimer." Is this pasuk of not marrying aishas aviv leigale kanaf aviv? So since this pasuk of leigale kanaf aviv is written right before, right after the parsha of aines, so that's how Rabbi Yudah knows that these words are. Yigale Kanaf Aviv is discussing Anusas Aviv. Now these are Psukim and Sefer Devarim. So this is the Raya that even though Rabbi Yehuda, we just had before with his Machlekes with Ben Azai, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't Darshan Smuchim, over here he Darshan Smuchim. What's the difference? Because over here it's Mishnah Torah, and the Gemara later is going to discuss what's different about Mishnah Torah. But the facts are, is that you see that when it comes to Mishnah Torah, Rabbi Yehuda Darshan Smuchim. So now before we get into that, of why Mishnah Torah is different, the Gemara just wants to know, so now we know Rabbi Yehuda's Makar. Now we know why Rabbi Yehuda says that a person is not allowed to be together with Anusas Aviv and Mufutas Aviv. Because he learns it out from the Smichas, from the fact that it has the Parish of Aines, right before Le'igal Kanaf Aviv, so that's his Giloy, that Le'igal Kanaf Aviv is referring to somebody that his father was with. Mamela now, that means whether he was Ma'anasar, Mefatahar, even though it's technically only Samach to the Parish of Aines, but now that he's darshing the Pasuk, Le'igal Kanaf Aviv, to mean anybody who his father was with, so Mamela I know also Mefutas Aviv, so now I know Rabbi Yehuda's Makar, but what's the Pshat in the Tanakama then? The Tanakama says a person is allowed to be with Anusa Aviv, umefutas aviv. So says the Gemara of Rabbanan, what do they do with this michas? So says the Gemara of Rabbanan, say back like this, that I have a samach le kedika amr. If it was mamish michas, if there were mamish samach one to the next, so then in Echnami, we would be maskim to you, that would be the drasha, that would be smuchim, and we would be maskim to your drasha. But hashta deloy samach le. But now it's not really samach. Dechsev le yikach ishas eishas aviv b'inatayim. Because in between the parish of Aines, and the part of the pasuk which says le'yigale kanaf aviv is the ratio of that pasuk which says that le'yikach ishas eishas aviv. The pasuk starts off and it says le'yikach ishas eishas aviv, and then it says le'yigale kanaf aviv. So the part that's right next to the parish of Aines is le'yikach ishas eishas aviv. It's only after that it says le'yigale kanaf aviv. So it's true that they're one pasuk after the next, but there's some words in between, and therefore the Rabbanan say that we're not going to darshan smuchim. So rather, what do the Rabbanan say? That what's V'leigale Kanaf Aviv referring to? So how do they learn the Pasuk? What's V'leigale Kanaf Aviv? Says the Gemara, B'Sheimeres Yavam Hakasa Medaber. The Rabbanan will tell you that V'leigale Kanaf Aviv is talking about a woman who fell to Yibum to the father. Anytime there's a lady who fell to Yibum to one's father, so that lady, even if his father does Chalitza with her, even if his father dies, no matter what, since she was one time Zakuk to her father, she one time felt a Yibam to his father, she one time felt a Yibam to this person's father, so therefore, this guy is forever usher to this lady. This guy is forever usher to the Shemeres Yavam. Now you might ask that anyways he's usher to her, because how did she fall to Yibam to this person's father? Let's say we have Reuven Shimon, and then we have the son is David. So we're saying that if Reuven was married to Shprinsa, and Reuven died without having any children, so Shprinsa fell to Yibam to Shimon, so Shprinsa forever is going to be usher to David, who's Shimon's son. Shprinsa is always going to be usher to David. Forever and ever, Shprinsa will always be usher to David, even if Shimon does Chalitza, even if Shimon dies, David is still going to be usher to Shprinsa. So now the question is anyways David is usher to Shprinsa? Because how did she fall to Yibam to David's father? How did she fall to Yibam to Shimon? Because she was once married to Shimon's brother Reuven. Okay, so then she's called Eshes Achi Aviv. She's the erva of an aunt, of a person's Eshes Achi Aviv. She's the wife of a father's brother. So anyway, she's Aser. So to that, the Gemara explains, V'lav v'ralav b'shnei lavin. And even though she's usher anyways, of Eishes Achi Aviv, the Torah is telling us over here, V'Leigala Kanaf Aviv, that now there's also a second lav. There's a second lav of V'Leigala Kanaf Aviv, of marrying a Shemeres Yavam of one's father. That's what the Rabbanan do. Al-Kopanim L'Nyanenu, what we see from all of this, is that even Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't darshan smuchim, when it comes to Mishnah Torah, he darshan smuchim. Tomorrow Zalman will explain why, but that's the facts, is that he darshan smuchim when it comes to Mishnah Torah. And if so, we were looking for a makar. How do we know that asay is deichaleis asay? So we have a makar. It's from Kalayim and Tzitzis. It's from the smichus of the Isra of Shatnez to the mitzvah of Tzitzis. And even though Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan smuchim, these are psukim in Mishnah Torah, and therefore even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that we could darshan the smichus over here.